Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hey.
Who's excited to be back to the shore? Is everyone excited?
I'm glad to be back. I'm totally excited. I actually want to go back now.
Right?
You're making me want to leave.
Okay, you guys, are you? How are you feeling? Are you feeling good about being back at the shore? Do you feel a little let down after seeing the first episode? By the way, Hurricane Situation, episode one, season, I don't know, season, was it four or five?
Five.
Season five. Okay.
The last.
So tell me, are you guys, after seeing this episode, are you happy to be back at the shore?
Yes.
So happy.
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone's
Italy
happy.
Wasn't as good.
No, we know that. No, we don't want to go. We'll, I mean, I'm sure we'll go backwards many, many times this season. But at least after seeing this, are you happy now that we're back?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin?
I just have to cut in.
Oh, here we go. Wait. Already, Phil? Phil?
Really? She called in.
All right. But can I please?
Fine, I'll turn her off.
Right, I haven't even introduced everybody. Kevin K-Wow Undergaro here.
Well, we can do a few things.
What is
G-Spot?
No,
maybe?
No, yes, it's Sassy Gabby.
G-Spot.
Sassy Gabby.
Fine.
Let's go around the table. Cam?
That was Cammy Not So Sweetheart, I think.
That's right. Cammy Not So Sweetheart. And?
Jeez, I don't know.
Jessica Kingpin.
Jessica Kingpin. All right, now reel in Mari. Mari.
All right. So wait, what is my nickname? Is it still the Scoop? Okay, I see it.
Yeah, Scoop Fangle. My goodness. Anyway, so Mari, how do you feel? Are you happy to be back at the shore after seeing this episode?
Please, I am so happy. All I know is I have been in love with the Jersey Shore since it was our very first after show we ever did on AfterBuzz TV. I have grown up with this show on AfterBuzz. I've gotten drunk several times on this after show.
Yes.
And I took some shots tonight watching the show because I, even though I'm in New York and I'm not having Phil and you feed me vodka shots, I went out to dinner with our other co-host, Jackie Moran.
Nice.
And we took some rum shots. I went home, I watched the Jersey Shore, and it was incredible.
And it was incredible. So you're, okay, good. This is really good to hear. You know, as I'm watching this, I'm saying, how lucky are these guys to go right from this vacation in Italy and then just driven down to just a second vacation.
No break.
To a beach house.
Straight
I love
to the
it.
Beach house.
I mean, I'm watching, you know, and as I was watching it, I forgot that that's how it was filmed. I thought that they'd be seeing their families and kind of unpacking and then getting repacked to go, but straight there, right to the shore.
That's what you got to do. Two places that summer, and this was in 2011. They filmed this, right?
Yeah,
this summer. Past
it
summer.
It was this past summer.
Because they got to go when they're at the height of the season. So if they had taken a break, they would have missed like prime time. And
yeah, I mean, I know they had to, but it's like God, I mean, how?
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
And also, no, you guys, no one's gonna watch them in the snow.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no, not fun to watch in the snow.
Wait a good 9 months till it's summer again.
Yeah. Not fun to watch in the show. You know, it, with this episode, there was a couple of revelations, or at least, you know, Ronnie says Snooki hooked up with Mike. Like we debated all last year whether they did or didn't. I think the consensus was that they did hook up.
I said it from second one.
Right, and no one ever. You know, Mari, you agreed that they hooked up, or did you disagree? Usually, you disagree.
I wasn't sure because I like to believe the best in people, and so I thought when Snooki said she didn't, I really did believe her. But tonight was like the clearest evidence.
Happened. Yeah.
And I think also, you know, at first all of the roommates were kind of questioning Mike because everyone wants to hate Mike. But like Ronnie said today, he also did an interview with Us Weekly that they posted today, and he was just like, I think they hooked up because if they didn't, Snooki wouldn't be so upset about it and flipping out about it.
Yeah.
She would just be like confident, be like, no, it didn't happen. And
right, you're gross. Get away from me. Stop making stuff up. Stop starting trouble. Move on.
Yeah, so I think everyone's just going to start being...
And she wouldn't have hid in her room, let's be real.
I mean,
she went and locked herself in her room that night.
I think as tonight goes on, we're going to get into this much deeper because there's so much more involved. We've got Gianni involved. We have Unit. We have Ryder. I guess she wasn't involved, but she kind of was. The other thing that was interesting was Sam saying Mike has gay tendencies. And that was something we kind of skirted around here because we didn't want to be liable. But now we can talk about it because Sam has come out and made the accusation.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I mean, him and Unit, that was just...
Weird.
I don't see the gay tendencies.
No?
I never did.
Oh, my God. I have to cut in here. I'm so sorry because I never once skirted around the issue, libel or not. He is gay. I'm telling you, I thought it from day one, from the beginning, and when Sammy said it, I thought...
Unnecessary roughness!
No, I think that's more like an exclusive, Phil. You need to change the music up.
I'm telling you, from day one, I thought this. There are so many things that he has done. And people have agreed with me on this, but none of his castmates have ever said it. When Sammy said it tonight, I thought, thank God. Finally, it took 5 seasons, but finally someone realized it.
It's so crazy to me that this is the first time someone said something.
Well, she said at least said tendencies, I mean, which leads me to believe that there has been nothing... no gay activity that he's engaged in that they've seen. It's just that she's admitting to the tendencies.
No, he is the classic overcompensator. The reason why he is so overt with girls in a different way from Pauly D, in a different way from Ronnie and Vinny, is because he is a classic overcompensator. He overcompensates for the fact that he is gay by being the situation and creating this ladies' man character.
I think he's both, though. I think he's into men and women. And I'll tell you this. There are a lot of guys like him, Guidos, that are metro and act a little weird with their bromances.
So is he just acting weird?
That's just how
all it is? So you don't think that he's attracted to?
That's like a Guido tendency. I
see that between Vinny and Pauly. I see that, but I'm not calling either of them. I don't think any of them are gay.
No, guys do each other's hair. Like, it's weird. Like, you see weird shit. So it's kind of hard to tell, but I would say if he's anything, he's both. Like, he goes both ways.
I think he's just metro.
Metro.
And
really
he's a classic D-bag metro.
There is no such thing.
Interesting.
There's no such what?
Mari's...
There's no such thing as both ways. I don't believe in it. It's just one stop on the train.
Mari, and Mari, now, do they have rights, too? Should they be able to marry? I'm just kidding. All right, moving on.
Listen, I am a huge gay rights advocate, and I will, of course, back it. I'm just saying, own it. Just own it, Mike. People will love you. Own it.
I think he's many, many years away from that, if at all.
I know.
I mean, that may be... I'm not sure if he is or he isn't, or if he is, if he even knows it about himself.
Yeah, he may not know it.
So deeply buried.
Right. It may very well be.
By the way, have you guys seen The Sitter?
Yes.
It is on topic. Jonah Hill tells like basically a kid that's like 10 years old, dude, you're gay. Someone just need it. Mari, if you really believe that, you should just go up to him and tell him he's gay.
No,
maybe he'll get it.
Mari,
know what? I just had this exact discussion on the Kardashian show.
That's what I was going to say, Mari.
Kardashian's best friend gay. And I'm not going to be one to like sit around and out people like that. I don't think that that is right, but the situation is so... I've just never seen such a blatant example of it, and I just... I don't know. I wish in this day and age he would just own up to it, but yes, I think it's very deeply buried.
Yeah, telling someone you're gay is not a good idea. You guys need to watch the last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, we will. Okay, so I love how Paulie, unfinished business, he has to write into GTL.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. And, you know, did you guys notice that someone else is doing the L now? If you remember the original GTL, it was all them at the laundromat. You know, Mike, the situation was at the laundromat doing it. Now they're dropping off.
Like, oh. Yeah, they are. I did notice that.
Yeah, that's the L. They're dropping off.
They have money now. They're in season five.
Yeah, they
don't
need to wait.
They're not doing the laundry now.
Although I had noticed that they flew economy back from Europe.
Yes, they did.
But that's an
MTV thing. At least Dina did, because she was the only one on camera.
Oh, you're right. Maybe.
It was just Dina.
She was the only one that could get filmed.
By the way, speaking of Paulie and Ryder, lots of Ryder time on this.
Can I just say my favorite line in the whole episode was Paulie saying, whether you're the first man in or the last man in, Ryder. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude.
It just makes it too easy. With a name like that, you're just asking for it.
I still go back to the fact that whether it's Unit or Ryder, they're on the fringe of all this. And they've seen like how this is, had such a positive effect on their friends' lives, the cast members and the fame, that I swear they'll do anything to get a moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And their friends are probably encouraging them, like, come on the show more, like, you need to get more airtime. I'm sure there's...
If they are, a lot of celebrities are weird like that. Like, they kind of, like, they like the friend in the background, drive me around, but they don't like to share the spotlight, so you never know. But they're at least... I always say this on these reality shows: the fringe people are always so aware. Like, if I get my moment, we've had people in here. We've had when we did The Real World, one of the guys that was dating one of the guys in The Real World, and they did like two or three episodes, and you could see he wanted as much out of it as he could. But I think I feel like we're going to see more of Ryder and Unit as the season goes on.
I could see that.
And by the way. Unit, the curly hair, but the body there's no body fat on the guy. It's crazy.
He does have a sick body.
Opting for no shirt. Oh, like, situations like, do you want a black shirt or a white shirt? He's like, I'll take no shirt.
That's what
he was
weird.
The only one that didn't have a shirt on. And I'm like, look at him trying to just get the spotlight that
yeah,
one
that's
second.
What he's doing. Right.
No,
totally.
He had a situation going on himself. Uh-huh. With, like, and of course, all the spray chemicals to spray themselves down.
But he is so typical of every person that I know. Like, it's not even funny. I want to bring you all just out with me one day so you can see, like, a
Where
typical.
Where in Jersey are you from?
I'm from Dix Hills. It's like a nice area. But when you go out to clubs on Long Island, like, these are the guys that are in those clubs.
And by
I'm
the
not
way,
talking about the lounges and the nice places. I'm talking about the clubs.
And as these seasons have gone on, I've noticed the girls in these clubs are just heinous. Oh, my God.
Well, no,
God.
The thing is, in the Jersey Shore, when they're filming, I think they bring them to these random bars that people our age don't go to. You know?
So it's no, like, one goes to so Aztec isn't
yeah,
very
like,
popular?
I don't think they're not the popular
what
spots.
What about Karma? Is Karma cool?
I think it's okay, but I have friends that make fun of it. Like, on Facebook, they're like, who the hell goes there? You know what I mean? Like,
because those are the permits to film.
Right, those are the places that will allow them to film. And again, if you're owning Aztec and, like, you've got them saying on the air, like, oh, my God.
These girls are grenades.
Yeah, it's not the best thing.
But they don't know they're going to do that.
No. And I guess the spin is it's still a lot. I mean, I know if I'm in Jersey, I'm going to stop by the Aztec and at least have one drink.
I'm always trying to get
I'm more like the t-shirt shop is where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, so much Mari's business. Been working for 5 years to get Dan the t-shirt man in here.
Oh, really?
Oh, she's been on it. On it like a bonnet.
Well, you need to pay a visit.
Okay, well, I do have one contact that just came through. I'm working on it.
You know what? If our fates are aligned, why don't I take a random caller? And it might be Danny the T-Shirt Man.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Hey, Danny, what's up?
How's Hello, business? Caller. Are you Danny the T-Shirt Man?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Come on. Phil.
I told you it was random. What do you want from me?
Hi, caller.
Okay, random caller with the fake accent. What's up?
I just want to say I love Jersey Shore.
Okay, very nice. Thank you very much. I feel really... Can we get back
it
to
it was
the
random.
Show? It wasn't Dan the T-shirt man.
I had my hopes up. Mari said he might be calling in.
It was Dan the T-shirt man from another country.
I didn't say he might be calling in tonight. Listen, I said I was setting it up.
Guys, Vinny. We see Vinny sees his family, and he cries when he sees him. And I just wrote down on this, and I know, like, Paulie dissed him saying, oh, you know, he's a mommy's boy, and the mama does all this for him. And I buy that, but I feel like Vinny's the most human out of these guys.
He
okay.
is.
Okay. Seriously, boo hoo.
Uh oh.
I mean, how old are you? Like, you miss home. Like, go home for the weekend or whatever. Go visit your mom for the day. Take her out to lunch. Have her come to Jersey. You're back in Jersey. She could come visit you for a day or whatever.
I know, but just.
No, I agree with
you. But imagine getting up every single day and night with these morons and then in Italy, which. Was for us as viewers a bore fest. I think was really a bore fest for them too.
Yeah.
I really feel like they had nowhere to go, nothing to do to have fun. They were cooped up in this place. And I even have said to myself, like, I think the only way that I could really deal with this is I'd have to be drunk every single day.
Yeah.
Which they were.
Yeah.
Which you'd have to be. But then it's but if you're somewhat normal, you're going to be that alcohol's a depressant. It's going to bring you down, which is
eventually.
Why I've always said every season at the end, the situation is derailed.
Yeah.
He might even be taking other stuff too, but he's just completely fried and you see it and he reacts in a different way. And I just think Vinny's more normal.
I have to say something. I'm on Team Vinny because I could tell right away this isn't his scene. Like, he's a good guy and he's
right.
doing this because he's getting paid to do it.
Well,
it's so obvious.
Yeah, but that being said, you don't, it's not like he, I understand the filming process does get very, by the end
Cammy
of it.
Cammy knows from the Saddle Ranch.
By the end of it, you want to cut your wrists, but he doesn't work year round. You've got one summer, suck it up. I mean, the summer's not that long. You're getting paid good money.
No, you, okay, this. True,
no, but
true
they
dat.
Are working all the
true
time
dat.
Now.
True dat. Yes, right? They are, but I'm sure if he was having those feelings, they were genuine, but he would, if it was good for business to hang in, he would have. But maybe he was thinking, like, hey, this will create a moment.
Well, or, I mean, but Sam's gone home for a weekend and come back. Why doesn't he just take a little vacation?
Because he probably is believing it's a bigger moment.
I have a feeling that the producers are going to drag this out. So they're making it seem like in the previews for the season as if, oh, my God, he's going home for so long. What are we going to do without Vinny? I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if his homecoming, where he goes home, didn't last more than an episode.
Oh, I
wouldn't be surprised if
Sammy. Do you remember when Sammy left after her big fight with Tommy?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
made it seem like she was leaving?
I don't know.
It lasted one episode.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the scene where we see him in a cab is like him going to the grocery store or something. Like going somewhere totally different and we're thinking that he's packing up to go home. And
I think he really does go home.
He does go home.
I remember hearing about it.
But maybe it won't be for that long.
I mean, it could also be that they edit it to where it looks like he goes home for a while or it looks like he doesn't go home for a while because you don't really know. They're there for a few weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How long, Mari? I think they're there for more than a few weeks.
Really? Because they did Italy the first half of the summer.
I mean, they're there for the whole summer, so that would be...
No, they did Italy the first half of the summer.
They said something in this episode about 40 days. Yeah, but was that in Italy 40 days or 40 days for the whole production?
They said they haven't tanned in 40 days.
Yeah.
So I assume they're in Italy for
40 days.
Yeah. 40 days. So
it's probably a month
in each place.
Yeah. And that's not that long. So, yeah, he should suck it up.
Yeah.
But at the same
time. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised if it only actually lasts an episode and he only goes home for a couple days.
Yeah, go home for a Sunday dinner and come back, you know?
And you know, he's in Jersey. It's not like he's in Italy where he can't see his family.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Don't
understand he's close enough where he could go home.
But did any of you guys ever get tired of the party scene when you were in college?
Not in college, ever.
I get tired of it every day that I'm hungover, which is every other day.
Right.
No, see, because the thing is, I have balanced myself really well, so I didn't like...
So you never had that time where you're like, I'm tired of this?
No, because I never was that crazy. Like, I balanced myself between school and going out. Like, I don't know, because I was really focused in college. Like, in high school, I didn't care. But when I went to school, I, like, did school, and I also... Like, now, the same thing. I'm like working towards what I want to do, but at the same time, I need a break every once in a while. So like, right. I live my
no,
life.
So you never did
in
this.
College, I never got sick of it because I was like, this is what I signed up for. This is what I want to be doing right now. Yeah. 4 years of my life, like as long as I had everything together school wise and was making my parents happy in that respect, I knew that I wanted to be partying and doing the sorority thing and doing that thing. I never got sick of it. After college, that was a different story. Like, I was like, I'm getting too old for this. My body can't take it, whatnot. So that's why it's like, I don't have that much sympathy.
But these guys are older. You know,
Vinny's
too.
The youngest. He's like but 22 or
something. No, he's, not, no, he's older now. No, yeah, no. He to start out with, he was. Phil, do
the
you have a number?
The
he's
oldest.
25 now, 26.
No, Vinny's got to be like 23.
Situation, I think, is like 30 or something.
He's right? Well 29. Into his
30s. Paulie and Situation are 29. Over 30.
Oh over 30.
Paulie, too.
And now, do you think... I never know that. So, you know, with Situation's haircut, is he too old to have that haircut?
It's like the decorative jeans that I can't stand. Why do you have that on the back of your head?
I don't know.
I mean, oh, it's I can't situation. Stand his hair.
Phil, how old is Vinny?
Looking it up right now.
Okay, I think he's in his mid-20s. I just,
well, I
just remember...
Well, Snooki's 24, and I think that Vinny's younger than Snooki. Really?
By the way, before we get into the... Listen, before we get into like the real thing, which is Snooki and Gianni and what we know is...
Hold on, interesting bit. So usually on Wikipedia, they always have someone's age. They don't have Vinny's age. Mm-hmm. Or birth year.
Yeah, so there you go. Shenanigans. Tonight's show had the interstitial commercials with the group now at the bar saying, hey, tune in or whatever. So awkward.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Right?
So uncomfortable.
Snooki said like this the whole time.
Well, so thin.
Yeah.
You know, she was so, so thin.
He's 24 years old.
Who is?
Sorry, go on. Vinny is 24 years old.
He is young.
He is? Wow.
Excuse me. But I know Snooki right now is so thin, so it was interesting to see the updated version of them and these little bits.
Yeah.
But they all seem so uncomfortable.
She looks great for her. Good for her.
She looks excellent. Yeah.
She does.
She
does look good.
She looks really good.
You know what? I don't understand how this hasn't come out in the seasons because... Like, I will see, I know a lot of dirt on Ronnie. I see him out a lot, and he's always hooking up with different girls. When he was with Sammy and when he's not with Sammy. But then they film the show as if they're still together sleeping in the same bed. I really don't get it, and I feel like how uncomfortable must that be that you're sleeping with your ex-boyfriend or at least in the same room as him?
To pretend.
For
the show. Like, how weird is that?
I never thought the relationship would kind of fade away as it has. I thought it was like we would take a break and come back to it, but and even from the previews, it looks like it's not going to bubble up again.
No, but they were just in the same bed.
I'm glad. I hated that drama.
I love that drama.
I love it. I hate it.
Really?
I just couldn't imagine being her. Like, that's all I have to say.
Being Sammy.
Going through that, yeah.
I would be out. I'd be in Snooki's room. Mm. Are you kidding? That's a joke.
Well, yeah. Well, to keep going back to it, that's just...
Oh, that's bullshit. I would never sleep in the same room as
Listen, Vince. Let's talk about the T-shirt guy's reunion party at Captain Hook's. So we get to see everybody, all the usual suspects come out for this.
The usual suspects.
We see Vinny's mom, right? We see...
Roger.
Uncle Nick.
Roger was great. Uncle Nick. Or is it... Yeah, who...
Nino.
Nino. Uncle Nino was drunk and hitting on people.
And that was the first time I've ever seen the unit. He's been like a...
Yeah, that was the first time.
Yeah, he mentioned him in the past. He's referred to him.
I was waiting for that unit.
Like he's 50 Cent.
Which is like, do all of his friends have like this name, like the Situation, the unit?
I'm sure. I think it's good for their whatever little brand they might want to build is to come. You saw like Snooki, the Sitch, Pauly Deets, like JWoww. That helps you kind of be known. Ryder's first name's not Ryder.
I think it's her last name.
It's her last name. So I think, and it does kind of make it a little more catchy for them. I don't know.
Oh, I think it's really smart of them.
Yeah.
But it was funny because Snooki, when they were arguing, Snooki and Unit, she said, you have nothing going for you other than your friendship with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, because he doesn't.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't have anything going for him either, though.
But as they're arguing, Mike's got enough. Come on.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I read in the magazine? That he spent all his money, that he has nothing right now.
I was just looking online.
And they won't even pay him to make club appearances right now.
I believe
him
that.
And Ronnie.
I believe a lot of stuff you read as far as even what they make. Like, it was just reported Paris Hilton, since 2005, made so many, I think $1 billion. Like, that's just, I'm like... not true.
From what? Club appearances?
Just your general brand. But I think, you know, publicists booked that out because it makes them $1 billion.
No, but think about how many things she has going on.
She
does,
but she doesn't. Her reality show bombed.
No, but not even the reality show. She has like clothing lines, bag lines. Like she's so many different lines.
A lot of it's not very
successful. So
the Kardashians clothing line at Sears is going to be billions by the end of the year.
But again, Kardashians, yes, I agree with. Paris Hilton since 2005. I don't agree.
What
but
about
right.
her club appearances?
You're right, Mari. No, you're right, Mari, about Japan. She is big. But my bigger point is that the publicists, they always put that out there that this one's worth so many millions. So a situation, I'm sure, made money. But there's only so much money you can make off an app for Jim Tan Laundry. I mean, there's not, you know, so when you say, oh, he makes this many millions a year, it makes your client much more attractive.
Yeah.
And so when... Let's say you own a tanning salon. You want to hire him to make an appearance. You go, oh, geez, I can't get him unless I pay 50 or 100. You know, so a lot of stuff gets put out there. And a lot of it I don't buy. And I do believe that he probably doesn't have much. You know, I mean, I'm sure they're fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that they don't have as much
as
you
think.
They
also spend.
The situation
spend
has a star on the Walk of Fame. That's
did he get
crazy.
One?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
I'm sure probably doesn't have that much money.
I don't believe that.
I was looking online the other day, and I just, like, stumbled across it.
You say again, Mari. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was going to say that Sammy probably has the least money out of all of them because she is the least endorsements, the least marketability out of the entire
she
thing.
Just, she doesn't talk.
And you can see in the commercials, it's just she doesn't know what to do. Like,
even today, you were mentioning when they were doing those
good.
Breaks.
She looks
she
like
was so uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah, just it seems I've always had her for the kind of the pretty girl in high school. Who's just supposed to
stand there.
No, get married and just have a normal life. And then
teach in high school.
And this curve got thrown at her, and she's making the most out of it. But, you know, like the one, like Snooki and Jay Wow, and there's ones who are just so dynamic.
It's not really her thing.
That really stand out.
If she didn't get branded with Ronnie, I think she would have been okay. But
no, I don't think so. Because what else would she have done?
She doesn't have the personality to carry.
Why did they cast her in the first place, though? Because they didn't cast her when she knew Ronnie.
You don't always know in casting. Like, you don't always strike gold with all your people. Like, this Sally Sosano, like, we just didn't. How much better could she have done? She got lightning in a bottle with these guys. But anyway, so we're at this party, and Unit is pushing the buttons, and Snooki's fighting back, which she shouldn't have. She should have just been like, you know, walked away.
Kept her mouth
shut. I think Snooki was pushing the buttons.
She initially she started it. She did start it?
Yeah, she did. She was calling him out in the bar, and I thought that was actually really weird because all the family and friends were there at the same time. Like, her mom was there. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I thought that, like, too. I'm like, what? Why is she sitting by herself?
She's, like, cursing guy out, and the family's there.
I'm sure that's not a surprise to anyone in that family.
I think in the family it is.
I don't want to keep jumping around, but quick shot of JWoww's dad.
God.
Terry.
Terry was just didn't look like JWoww's dad.
No. He's been on before.
I haven't
he
seen
was
him.
On.
He's been on before, and every time I see him, I can't get over how normal he looks.
He just
to
like,
his
it's like, oh my God, what's this poor guy doing
so
here?
Crazy.
Did he get lost?
Yeah, I think he did something. Anyway, so you guys think that Snooki initiated this battle?
Oh, I think she was the one that took it to where it should not have gone, and she should know better. You can't. Wow, Snooks.
Knowing the information that they know, she should have
kept
her mouth
shut. And so it seems like there's guilt now. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Cut,
are you guys
right?
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? Hello, what was she thinking?
I don't know. It's always been her way to kind of not think.
Yeah, I guess
it's been her like way to just kind of.
That's because she's always drunk.
Say whatever she feels, and
that's why she went home and went straight to bed at 8 o'clock.
And so, I love how Situation went home and got all like spruced up with the intention of creating drama and war.
Yeah.
And I've said, he has said in interviews that he feels like part of his job is to make TV moments.
Well, and he does.
He does. But I think he's conscious of it. So when he was, you know, he was like, all right, rolling up his sleeves. And then, she locked up with Gianni.
He did say, there's always the rest of the summer. And this bomb's coming out.
Oh, it is coming out.
He's waiting. He's like, you know, you don't swing at every ball. So he's waiting if this wasn't the time.
He always plays all sides. So he's saying, apologize to Unit. And she does. She just gives this half-hearted apology.
Yeah.
To Unit.
Now he's drinking shots with Gianni.
And then Gianni buying him shots. And Gianni's... He is looking like a fool.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm nice.
Right, I agree.
Oh, God, please.
He's been looking like a fool, though. I mean...
I have to... Too, you guys... So. I just have to throw it out there. And I know you guys are all going to disagree with this, but you've got a chance to have worldwide fame by being with her. And I just think that that's one of the reasons why he'll hang in. It might be the reason he...
No.
But he didn't even want it in
the
beginning,
on,
remember?
Mari. Again, Mari, here we go. I'm going to have to just knock the lid off the trash can. I'm just going to tell all our listeners, Mari grew up wealthy. She doesn't understand how the rest of us live. And so now this guy gets a shot at...
I think he actually likes Vinny. I think he does too.
But why would he like Vinny slept with her and now situation
yeah,
and he's
little...
buying the guy drinks at
First
some point?
Of all, what we're watching at that period in time, Gianni didn't.
He
know
doesn't
about
know,
Vinny
but he's but he knows. But he knows about Vinny, and we see him just trying so hard to hang in. I mean, I know in a fair situation. Just a girl that I'm dating, and she sees some guy. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know about the situation, but he's got to know that something's up. Like something's fishy.
Or let's say let's say if a girlfriend cheated with someone at work, and if I took her back, I'd be like, you're quitting the job. If you want to, you know, you would. But
it's this or this.
Wait, I know that she didn't admit she admitted Vinny, but she did tell Gianni in Italy about the rumor, didn't she? And said it wasn't true.
Yes.
There's fire. So Gianni's at least aware of it could
and
be.
And I just think that.
Wow, then why the hell is he sucking up to
Mike? Because I just said you don't want to lose being on like one of the
most popular. He doesn't need to suck up to Mike. He needs to suck up to Snooki. He doesn't need anything to do with Mike.
That's why he's staying with Snooki.
We're saying
that's why he's staying with Snooki. Why he's sucking up to Mike is I think he's kind of a tool, I think. I mean, or he's just falling for Mike's BS. I don't know.
Nobody's nice to Mike, for real.
What's that?
I said, nobody's nice to Mike. Like, why is this guy going to start?
And he even said, Mike's a really nice guy.
Or maybe he wants to be in with him because he's the situation. This guy's an outsider. It's different for the fringe players.
So why can't he make friends with Pauly?
He wants to be on the show. Right?
I guarantee. But he's still with Snooki now.
I would say
he's no Roger.
At least on Twitter. Acted in Italy with Snooki. He was willing to drop her the second she got drunk, and he left
Mari,
her.
Mari, my little
He came right back for the next season.
He knew.
Yeah, right?
Guys
he came
do
back
that.
For the welcome back.
That's right. Guys do that
he
to
didn't
make...
even leave the country.
He knew that she was going to cry from come back. We've all done the fake walkout. I can tell you how many times I've done it.
Really, Kevin?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What's that?
I don't know guys that do a fake walkout.
Oh, yeah, of course, just to get the attention. I'm leaving. I'm out here. I'm driving home. No, please don't stay.
Yeah, he saw her. A few weeks later at the shore. I mean,
he had it all under control.
Okay, but wait, what happens from your experience if you walk out and the girl doesn't give a shit?
Then you call. Then you wait a few days and you find a way to call
and apologize.
Or in your car.
Or apologize.
I love it.
You just kind of throw out a line or two. You try.
Do you do in this case when you walk out and she sleeps with a roommate?
No, you break it up. You break it up.
You know what Gianni does? He goes to the welcome home party.
Right? Because why? He wants this show could change his life, his family's life.
It probably already has.
It has. 100% has. But as we know from even Angelina, who was a cast member, once you're cut out, you're cut out.
Yeah.
So it's this is early in the ride. There's
get on
a lot
and,
more.
Get on and ride.
Yeah.
But do you think Gianni's getting paid for this?
Rider.
It doesn't matter. You don't listen.
Always rider.
You don't
He's
get paid that way. You get your name. Yeah.
But it's the last season, so you better make a name for himself.
No, it's
quick.
Not the last season. What are you talking about?
Fifth. Yeah, they're going into their spinoffs after this.
No. Phil, they signed
till
they no they signed
on. I thought they confirmed
for like. For season 8. Like till
did they?
Yes.
I thought it was
you cannot.
Please, can you look that up?
I'll look it up.
Internet,
I'm sure they're not going to... I'll look it up.
But we
reported, wait, DJ Jesse, we reported that
it wasn't the last.
They could probably, they might do spinoff seasons just to break it up and then go back.
They're
going to
do spinoffs anyway, like the way the Kardashians do. But no, this show's still going.
I don't know. I could have sworn, maybe, I don't know where I got that info then.
Bad info.
Sorry.
All right, listen, let's go to a commercial because we have tons and tons and tons of news and gossip we're going to go over. And then, of course, we're going to go over predictions for the entire season.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
All right, Phil, Let's let Gabby do her news. AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Okay, so there was a lot of news going on, you know, a lot of buzz. But I wanted to bring up something. Some people may know about this, but for those that don't, there is a spinoff in Europe called the Jersey Shore. And we actually, do you have that link, Phil, that I sent you? Because if we pull that up, I can show you pictures of those castmates. They're from Newcastle in the UK. And pretty much this last season, they took them to Mallorca, which is in Spain, and they filmed their season there. But they're like a better-looking Jersey Shore. It's kind of funny.
I thought you just wanted me to print that. I'm going to post that on Facebook.com/ AfterBuzz TV. How about that one?
Facebook.com.
But yeah, I'll pass it around. These are like castmates and stuff like on the pages. But yeah, so they're doing that. It was funny because after the first episode of that aired for Jersey Shore, 4,000 people signed a petition to cancel it. It sounds like not a lot, but in MTV's Europe channel, they don't have a lot of viewers. I mean,
it's the largest audience it says they've had in the last 3 years.
Yep, from just that show. It's hard when you're an American network and you go overseas, but
it's Jersey. It's like Jersey Shore in the parallel universe. This is very bizarre.
Right? I'd love to watch it.
I like the concept because I dated a guy from Newcastle and they're kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're hard to understand. Like, they have really heavy accents. They party really hard. I would like to see it. I bet
you think they can get crazier than Jersey Shore?
Well, I don't know about that.
That's so funny.
Give them a run for their money.
I never knew. I don't know Newcastle people. There's also something I was going to say.
I have some photos. You guys can't see them, but I have them for the viewers. So Mari definitely can see them. Right, Mari? I'm just scrolling down now. Yep, there we go. Mari, describe some of these for our viewers and listeners, most of them.
Oh, no.
Walking on the beach, the boat. I'm not doing a good... What do you want me to describe?
What do they look like?
We got a grenade.
No, yeah, they look lame.
Not all of them.
No, the guys look all right.
No, there's another girl on the beach that looks pretty.
All right, let's get back to the news.
Well, anyways,
I am bored of the Jersey Shore.
What I wanted to say also is Snooki, she's been on the West Coast for a little while now. She's also going to be in Vegas. I can't even find my message, but I have a friend who's called DJ Chef. He DJs and does like parties, bachelorette parties, celebrity parties. Anyways, he's working with her on the 8th in Las Vegas. They're doing like a Nokia event and something else. But if you're in Vegas, you guys should go check it out.
Polly right now, neck and neck, are the biggest earners.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think, yeah,
Polly's got to be number one.
Polly's probably number one.
Polly is now signed with G-Unit. record label, as a DJ.
And he's working with Britney.
And I think his clothing, he's got a store on the in the Shore that competes with the Shore store.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. See, he's got a store on the boardwalk. He's got a label. I know Snooki's doing perfume and like a handbag.
She's doing a ton of stuff. But you're right. Pauly's number one. He's top gun.
Clearly got to be in the front runner. And then
she's number two. All right. What else? Because there's a lot of news.
Yeah.
All you have?
No, there's freaking...
Oh, my God, Lane.
Why don't you read it?
No, you're the news girl.
So, basically, they said... This is what I didn't really understand. This title for one of the blogs said, Jersey Shore stars say season 5 shows lighter side. What does that mean?
Oh, my God. I don't need
a lighter
anymore.
Side?
We already had
the light side
in Italy.
That's why I got a little scared. It's
like Gabby, do me a favor. Like, you're blocking
like
your light.
Like Vinny crying and wanting to go home? Is that the lighter side?
I guess so.
What'd you say?
Like Vinny crying and wanting to go home? Is that the lighter side?
I don't know if they mean emotionally or in other ways, but it says right here, you're going to see a lighter side of us in Jersey. Ronnie says, we have a lot more fun as compared to Italy. People were fighting, running heads into walls, bottles being thrown. It was just a lot of drama. Jersey is going to be a lot more fun. So fun equals no drama? I don't think so. That's
I want sex and fights.
That's what we
sex
want. That's the Jersey Shore.
I don't get that.
I don't want to really see everybody singing Kumbaya. Yeah.
That's very scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Okay, we know that Pauly...
I think he means fun by, like, their drunken, crazy antics, which I actually like watching that more than the drama. I hate when Ronnie and Sammy get in their fights. I hate when situations start random shit. I like when I see Snooki, like, peeing on a bush and rolling around, and you know what I mean? Like, it's fun to watch the drunken, crazy antics.
I need the balance. I need both.
I need the balance, too.
I need the balance. I need
another
both.
Girl.
Also in the news... Wow, you're lame at this. God.
I'm
you're
not
like
lame.
You work for E!
I
for Cry
Eye. Pictures. Because Phil won't post them.
You forget that we're back to...
The fans saw the photos.
Let's just put the photo away, honestly.
Phil, can you do me a favor? No, wait, I really want... Phil, did you look up the thing about how many seasons they signed?
Yeah, they're going to do a sixth. They're going to do a sixth.
Snooki's boob job? She just said she wants to get her boobs done.
You don't have that in the news?
Really, really soon.
How much news do you want me to bring?
I'm taking over. All right, because I'm going to go off my memory, because I actually did my research. Snooki has lost a lot of weight, and she's gone public to say she wants to get a boob job, because what she has, she says, looks good. It's in a bra, but outside the bra, it doesn't look so good. She wants to get it done, and JWoww said if she does, she'll go in and do more augmentation with her.
Implants or a boob lift?
No, implants.
She wants it to be really big.
Okay, JWoww needs
24.
JWoww says she'll take Snooki to her doctor.
Right.
And she'll get hers redone, too.
So that's a big blast there. Pauly D also just wrapped his show, his spinoff series, which he's describing as a reality version of Entourage. He just finished it, so I don't know when that's going to air, probably in a few months. Is there anything? I'm trying to think.
Snooki also said that if Gianni doesn't propose to her in 2 years, she's going to propose to him. She wants a $500,000 ring.
Oh
in
my
two
god!
Years.
She's waiting. She's ready to pop out babies. 26 is her deadline.
Yeah, she's
going
to be around for
Gianni's
a while.
She's ready. She said she's ready. She'll do Jersey Shore again, but she's ready to settle down.
So is JWoww, though. JWoww's ready to settle down, too.
Well, JWoww said that her deadline is 30, so she's giving herself 4 years. Snooki's giving herself 2.
Yeah, but Roger and her are more serious.
Right,
than
and Roger's very solid.
Yeah, he is solid.
Very solid.
Yeah.
I like them together.
Yeah, very solid. I've said they were like the matriarch and patriarch of the house.
Yeah, I agree.
So Gianni needs to start getting some more airtime for that 500K ring.
What if Roger moves in like another season? What if... Oh my God! Could you imagine?
Well, there's still talk of the spinoff with
the boys,
Snooki and JWoww, but they haven't done it yet. It's still talk. But Pauly's is wrapped.
They're considering themselves the modern day Laverne and Shirley, except for Snooki doesn't know who that is.
See, I don't know about that one. I look forward to seeing Pauly's, but I don't know about JWoww and Snooki together.
I'll give it a shot. But I think like with like we've said before, it's like. The Kardashian spinoffs, they're good, but they're not as strong as the mother show.
Well, it's funny because they're not really selling themselves too well, because they're saying like, oh, it's just going to be us in our regular days. Like, we don't really even drink or party, you know, regularly, like on the Shore. Like, we're just, you know, it's just going to be like us hanging out.
Because
what they're probably hoping for is that they can evolve into another phase and get a whole new fan base, or you know. So I mean, we'll see if it works.
I don't know. You gotta
stick to what you know.
Yeah,
which is being drunk and stupid.
Yeah,
I feel like it's gonna be more of them like working now if they do a spinoff with JWoww and Snooki.
Okay,
so working.
Gabby, now can you at least say, because since that was so lame, your news report tonight? Thank you very much, Jessica, for saving her. Can you at least end it with, and that's your AfterBuzz TV? Or Mari, you're going to do it.
Okay, Mari can
Mari, do it. Go ahead, Mari.
I don't even do a tag out.
All right, here we go. Oh, really? You don't?
Gabby had
really
some good stuff. She
Thank you.
A huge packet there.
I'm excited, Kevin, next time. We'll see who's better.
I was already better off the top of my head.
No, you copied everything she said.
No, I did not.
You said
No, I did not.
Yes,
I broke the reality show. Forget it.
Forget it as well.
Doing the Georgie Shore that took up 20 minutes. Wait, can she do it? I'll do it. And that was your
exclusive.
No. Phil, is this what goes on here?
It wasn't exclusive.
Gabby, you do it for other shows, and that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
Listen, I never out tag
for Jersey Shore episode 1.
Because if I have a voice tagging it, I don't need to tag it.
You don't have a voice. Who tags it, Phil, on your shows?
That thing that
was predictions.
Oh my!
No, that's not the out. Now do the out, and that is good.
This is what happens when hosts get drunk.
Wait!
No, nobody's drunk. If I were drunk, believe me.
Listen, it's been a long day. Same. And that is your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
Nice job for Jersey Shore.
For the Jersey Shore. Episode 1, season 5.
Thank you. Okay, bitches. So we'll listen, because we got to get this right. You're going to be sitting next to me for the next, say, 9 shows. Goodness. All right,
you're going to keep me in the corner next time.
No, you're going to be right here and you're going to do your job. Go, Phil.
Prediction.
Aren't
I good?
You're from E. My God, really?
What does that have to do with anything?
All right, because you're supposed to be a professional.
But this is more like a fun be yourself.
Yeah, no. It is.
And it's the Jersey Shore.
That's where we always get That's where we always get in trouble on this show. Okay, so listen, so predictions. Here's my thing that it's going to speak to the lighter side. What scared me was we saw a reel we saw the predictions not for next week, but for the season. So we see the usual fun, then we see the drama, but then did you notice it went back to the light fun? So like 1/3 of that of what we saw at the end was just light fun, and I said, "Oh my God, this is going to be a very soft season."
I've seen them ride roller coasters on the boardwalk 100 times.
I don't get light fun.
I don't know what she's saying.
What?
She's okay, Mari. I'm going to translate. Mari said, "Why is that a bad thing?" And I feel it is a bad thing, Mari, because you need that balance. What's made this show work is the comedy and the drama. You have to have the drama. And I feel like, I don't know, seeing just what we saw, it seems like I have a feeling that that's all the drama there is. Like there was, I think we saw everything in that 1/3 portion.
Yeah.
Vinny leaves. There's a fist fight. One night, JWoww's mad because Roger stands her up. I mean, it just
seems...
Well,
I want to mention one thing that I noticed, because even though I said I'm over it, and I totally am, Ronnie and Sam start the season out together. They're not together now, and they've made it very public that they're not. And we haven't seen anything about that during the season. So what goes down with that? Is that going to be huge...
I don't know. I think it just, I think it just really faded away.
I want
but
to
so are we
going to
see it play out, or is it just, you know?
That's what I mean about fading away. I think it just kind of nothing.
No,
just,
we need to see it.
Just a wet firecracker. Like, I know,
I
want it.
Is sick of it.
Well, then I want single Ronnie back. Like that.
Like
he was,
in Miami?
Yeah. At least single Ronnie kept the show going. Like, Sam, they kind of fall by the wayside.
I'm
going to
say I'm concerned. I mean, I would love if they would bring in a new roommate, like they're teasing that they're going to. But it looks
Ryder.
Like JWoww rips the sign down. Well, when Vinny leaves, and says no, I'm not having it. Like we're not letting anyone else in.
Yeah, no, I want to see them single, like you guys are saying. It's
what do you
over.
Think? What do you
over.
Think? It's so wait, do you mean the series is over?
No, their relationship and them being on television.
I get that, but what my speak to my bigger point is like, do you think that this is going to be a good season, or you think it is going to be lighter/soft?
Well, if it goes that way, then it's going to be a bad season.
Well, what do you think, though? Come on, take a side, girl.
I think that I don't know for them. I don't even want to talk about them. It makes me angry. It boils my blood.
Talking about like, who? Are we? You still understanding what we're saying?
No, I am. You're saying if it goes one way, is it going to be?
Is the general season going to be soft?
I'll tell you after the second episode.
I need drama.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Drama.
I agree. But what do you predict? This is predictions.
I can't tell. Like yet, it's too early.
I think it will be light, and I think because it's going to be light, they're going to keep drawing everything out. Like everything will keep going over into the next episode, like the Vinny thing, like. Going over into the next, you know, like at the end of each episode,
we'll delivering. Go over, you'll never really deliver.
Exactly.
I think there's probably going to be maybe three good episodes that are going to be good, and the rest of them are going to be kind of just setups or just fillers.
Unfortunately, you know what else? What the problem is the fact that they did do two seasons at once. Mm-hmm. If they were at the shore for a longer time. And did one season, then we would get an amazing 8 episodes. Mm. But basically, they took the same period of time, made 16 or whatever, 24 episodes, however many, if they do 12 a season or 8, I'm not sure. Yeah. So it's that's why I think there's a thinness.
I wonder if that's because they're paying them per episode a lot more. This they just signed that contract
that's
and they're getting much more. And they're like, we're going to try and get our money's worth
they're
out of them.
They're trying to stretch out as much as they can.
So they can do it
I'm sure.
cheaper.
And I can't remember if it was... in the episode tonight or if it was in an interview. I've watched so many, I can't remember, but they said that something, you know, because they're in such the public eye right now that they can't afford to do such stupid things anymore. And so they're like, well, that's what we have our
So now they're
for.
Getting more careful.
So,
right.
Yeah,
so
they're
so.
Watching what they do and what they say and, you know, there's no arrests and no, like, craziness going on. And
But at the same time, that stuff isn't bad for their brand, so it's like...
It's not, but they don't know. They're too thick. They're too in
they
deep in the woods to know that.
They have publicists and managers and agents and people
who are
that
all
are
overthinking.
Them.
And if I can leave you with anything, it's less think, more do. Okay, at Undergaro, what about you? Where do we find
at
you, Gabby?
Gabrielle _ Loren.
Gorgeous 715.
Nice.
And it's at Cameron Safford with a K.
Cameron with a K. All right. And Phil?
You can check out all our other AfterBuzz shows because we have so many. And guess what? They're all for free. All hundreds of them.
And
we are up to 100 shows.
And what do we ask for in return, Phil?
You got to tell a friend.
Just tell
if
a friend.
You can't tell a friend. You don't deserve anything.
Just tell a friend. That's all.
You don't deserve anything. Love it, Phil.
All right. Well, you know what? We're excited. We'll be back next week. I'm excited to tune in for next week, but I think I'm with you. We'll know more after next week.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Which way we're gonna go. All right, everyone.
Ciao.
Pasta la vista, baby.
See you on the internet.
Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Making appearances in Vegas.
All right,
buzz
arguing.
You later, bitches.
Buzz you later.
Y'all suck.
Really? Can we get in unison?
Okay, you guys, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Buzz you later, bitches.
Hi, Roxy.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.